Noble. 4CBA in Zero to you.
So, well, how you doing there, Tom?
Neutral. Just plugging along. Just sitting here eating some Jell-O with pears in it. Drinking a cup of coffee. Watching In the Heat of the Night.
Tell you, that was a good show. I remember watching that, you know, when it was playing, before they started all the reruns. But anyway, definitely a good show.
Police cars kind of evolved since then, haven't they?
A little bit. Now they try to make them look stealthy, so some of them you really don't recognize as police cars, and that's the way they like it. In fact, I'll never forget this guy. He came into the service center one day, and he says my brakes are squeaking. He said I can't sneak up on anybody. So you know, I fixed his brakes for him. We had some stuff made by BG. You could take the brake pads off and rough them up, you know, with some sandpaper, and because they'd be kind of slick, and they would, if you roughed them up, they would absorb this stuff. You put put a layer on of it, and then let it dry, and then put a second layer on, and then you were ready to slap them back on. And so it was it worked for, you know, 1,000 miles or so.
Heard of that? I ran them on my old 53 Chevy truck until they went down to the rivets before name.
Well, Tom, I have had cars come in and they were pushing the caliper into the rotor, and it was all chewed up. There wasn't no brake pads anywhere. You're talking about a mess, I tell you. Can you imagine stopping on your caliper with your caliper and just how chewed up that thing would look if you just continuously drove that way? I mean, it looked like they drove on it forever.
People, they just either can't afford it or they just don't care. I don't. We always, you know, I work maintenance all. Bernice, I spilled some of this. I work maintenance all my life. Reached for my coffee and spilled some. And we always said you can't troubleshoot for stupid.
Big stupid. That's they ought to hand some tickets out for stupid. Yeah, being stupid while driving. But anyway, yeah, there was something else. Let's see, what was it? About brakes. I can't remember. I saw a lot of stuff. I mean, that you normally wouldn't see. And it was, we were at the rest stop in the middle, the one that's in the middle of 385, but, you know, not long before you get to 26. And I heard this noise. I was standing out there in the parking lot, and I heard this noise of a car going by, and I looked, and they were dragging their AC compressor down the road.
Coffee up someday. Spill further than I thought. I just shook the glass too hard. Yeah, I've noticed on those fancy cars, you know, the Porsches and different ones, the size of the calipers and the brakes is different. Like on the, we need a paper towel, I'll just step on it. The Dodge Chargers and, you know, the fast ones. Wow. They really got some brakes on those things.
Taking a lot of horsepower, and, you know, they got to be able to stop. Yeah, when you get over a certain horsepower, it's good to have the slotted and the old I think up to six piston calipers for the front, so gives you more even stopping power there. And that's a whole different world.
To replace either. I replaced them once on my 2011 or 2011 Avalon, and my neighbor was gracious enough to do it for me. He had me go down to Napa and buy the best ones they had. And unfortunately, one too long after that, I traded it off. But we had it 13 years.
You got your money's worth out of it. Well, I am pulling up the pizza joint here, so I guess I know I'm going to drop completely out of the repeater as soon as I make my turn around the building here. So, but I'll be back if you're around. It usually doesn't take but a couple of minutes, but anyway. But I'll say 73s for now, and 0TRKB4CBA.
Okay, Dave, I got a nurse that's going to call me that I have to answer, so I really enjoyed talking to you. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Care of yourself and behave. I know Miss Beatrice will make you behave, so I don't have to worry about that. 73. For CBA Mobile.
Hi, this is Commander.
I think I got the GLI part right, but anyway, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David.
David, KM4 GLI in the Fisca Mountains. My name is Bart, Bravo Alpha, Romeo Tango.
Two up to today.
Hey, I'm off of work today, just sitting around the RV watching the Rifleman on TV.
Hey, those things, they can keep you busy, just keeping them cleaned up and maintenance and stuff like that. I don't know if you do some of that yourself or you farm it out, but anyway, my wife doesn't understand why I want to change the oil in my car, why I don't take it to the dealership. I said, because I can do it. That's why.
Down to get an oil change at Valvoline or something like that, because I'm too old to be crawling on these cars anymore.
Old is too old.
I'm 78 years old now, so it's getting tough on me.
I turned 70 the end of last year, so I'm just right behind you a few years, and when I'm 78, I hope I can still play tennis, but who knows? I may be done for before I get there.
I'm going to fly helicopters, and can't do that anymore. Too old to do that anymore, but I miss that.
You do. It's always been a mystery to me. You fly one of those things, and seems like I saw a movie years ago where they probably don't do it this way anymore because of the changes. They can probably do it electronically, but anyway, they would put a black bag over your head and make you fly the chopper. I think they would let you see the instruments, but you couldn't see out and couldn't see the horizon or anything.
Part of your training to learn to fly helicopters, you put the hood over your head and you just watch your instruments real good by instruments, and I can do that. It wasn't fun doing that. I like to look out, but I can do it and so forth, and it auto rotate down and things. So yeah, I was a pretty good pilot back then. Flew in Vietnam.
Appreciate your service, and I don't say that lightly. I had good many friends and cousins and that were over there, and I know a Marine did 3 tours over there, and I actually have a recording of the guy. He flew the Hueys, and there was him and a guy behind him, and when he was recording, you could hear the small arms fire hitting the skin of the helicopter. He said, "You're gonna run into some small arms fire, you know, here in just half a minute." And so he unkeyed the mic, and the guy started talking, and sure enough, they started shooting at him. He said, "Yeah, I'm getting some now myself."
He's in Vietnam, and I can relate to that easily. I got a microphone shot out of my mouth one time flying along, and that was close to call. I had rock crashed one time, and it killed two of my best friends there, but, you know, it's part of life, I guess.
The good Lord must have been looking out for you, because it could have gone through something else and had a different outcome, but... Did it mess up your hand any?
Album, I got out and rescued one of the gunners in the back, and one of the gunners in the back was dead, and my best friend that was a co-pilot on the flight, he got killed, and I tried to drag him out, but I couldn't drag him out, but it was a terrible day.
Well, the ultimate sacrifice, but... I heard a lot of stories from my friends and cousins when they, when they came back, and it didn't sound like the place anybody wanted to be, but I definitely supported the troops, that's for sure. I might not like the war, but I would take a stand for the troops. No matter what war they were fighting, it wasn't their choice. They were there to fight and take orders.
I would have liked being there, and I wasn't in favor of the war, but had to be there. So I got through it and came back home and flew helicopters down in Moody Air Force Base in Valdosta, Georgia, rescued helicopters down there, and then got out of service.
You've led a pretty interesting life there. So how long you been in amateur radio?
Radio, and about when I retired from being an electrician for 40 years, I got interested in wanting to go get my ham license, so I took my ham test, got my technician, then went ahead and just next week took the test and got my general license and so forth. So I've been enjoying this.
That sounds good. I started with my novice back in '82, and then had back then they called it a Tech Plus. You could get on 2 meters, and then I got my general, so that's where I'm at now. I've actually studied several times for the extra, but I just can't get there. It's some of that stuff is just gobbledygook to me. I can't understand it.
I hadn't gone for that yet. I may go for it yet. Like I said, I was an electrician for 40 years, and I was a disc jockey at a radio station in Dallas, Texas for a long short period of time. And so I may go for the general. I may go for the extra. I don't know. I'm looking at it.
Imagine, someone that's been an electrician, I imagine you'd probably do pretty well on the test. Just, I don't know. I guess I'm just too old. But anyway, keep my license up and you know, keep messing around. I must digital modes, and so, but anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I've got the pizza, so my wife's going to be ready to, for me to get out and get off the radio, so let me do that. I'll stick around for your final, but enjoy the QSO. KB4CBA, clear after yours.
4CGA, KM4GY, 73C, and have a good dinner tonight, and come back and talk to me again sometime.